From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 28th at 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are mostly on the soft side this morning. Trading ranges overnight were exceedingly small, and the market activity so far this morning has been very lackluster. We are going into first notice day tomorrow on the September grains, so we will see some positioning ahead of that. Also, ahead of a three-day weekend, doesn't look like there's any forecasts of weather to be a big problem, but that could change over a three-day time period. You just never know. But the trade is really looking at end-of-the-month type position squaring and not a whole lot else other than pending harvest in corn and soybeans. We are hearing reports of really good corn yields in the Kentucky, very far southern part of Illinois. That's a nice sign for those growers. We did have export bookings on corn and beans, both really good for new crop bookings. That's good to see because we did have some small cancellations on the old crop. Old crop ends this weekend. Right now, we see September corn futures at 381. That's down a penny and a half. December at 404 and a half, down a penny and a half. And new crop, December, 449 and a half, also a penny and a half lower. On the soybean side of things, November beans at 1044 and three quarters, down 2.5 cents. January 1063 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. New crop, November 1071, down 2. Meal futures a little bit on the lower side today. Bean oil also down 14 to 20 points. We see Chicago wheat on the September at $5.25 after slipping under $5 on the overnight trade. December 5.21 and a half, down 2 3/4. On the livestock futures, again, we have seen strong cash markets in the feeder market, but not so much on the live cattle. We are seeing a little bit softer cattle futures action this morning with the October cattle at 239.17, down 35 in December's, at 240.55, down 35. On the feeder cattle, we're still on the plus side there with the September feeders at 365.75, up 35. October live hogs at 94.20 is up 30 cents. We've got a lot of resistance on October hogs between 94.50 and 95. Be interesting to see if we can get back up into that zone. On the gold futures, we're up about $13. All the rest of the metals look to be slightly higher. Crude oil, $63.85. That's down 30 cents this morning. Again, we've got to watch how we are working with some trade agreements. Supposedly, that there's a Chinese delegation headed to Washington, D.C. for talks. We sure need to see the Chinese step up to the plate and buy beans. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.